Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
Hey guys, it's Rick Fuller, and I have a special guest today, my good friend, CEO and founder of the ICC Coaching and Consulting. He's also the author of several books related to real estate and time management. He's a good friend of mine, my personal coach. Brian, you and I have been working together for several years. We talk every month, month in, month out, sometimes several times a month. And it's just been a great privilege to be working with ICC, working with you, your students all around the country. And then you've been giving great information, tools, videos, modules, downloads, PDFs, everything to our amazing real estate team. And so, Brian, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Rick. That was really great too. And it's, you know, I always make fun of Rick, and I think a lot of the leaders on your team will acknowledge this. I always refer to you guys as like my laboratory animals, like you are. I don't want to call you lab rats. That's too much.
We're
like
just a bunch of lab rats over here.
Yeah, it's been awesome to see a lot of these things work. And what doesn't work, you know what I mean? And you guys do everything on such a high level at the Rick Fuller team. To segue off that point, huge congratulations to you once again. I remember when you became the number one real estate team in San Francisco, and then you know, the Bay Area, and then Sacramento too, you know, according to Zillow. And now we're approaching, you know, we're right on the cusp of 1,000 five-star reviews as well too, which is just sheer dominance, solidifying that, you know, online presence and customer service reputation that you guys have, which is great. So kudos to you. Congratulations for that one. That one's pretty awesome.
Thanks, Brian. We have an amazing team that just does a remarkable job. And everything we do, and you know this because we work together, is designed to provide our clients the kind of experience they're excited to tell a friend about. So our team members have helped us generate nearly 1,000 five-star reviews. That's 1,000 families that said their moving experience had a five-star rating to it. That's what we're really proud of, what our team is really all about and what they're doing today.
Yeah, that's awesome stuff. Well, it's just great. I knew you were approaching 1,000, but the big one is the state of California, the state assembly and the state Senate, I believe, awarded you guys with the best small business of the year awards this year, which is phenomenal too.
Yeah, this is the photo of the award being given. And this is the mayor of our local city, the Chamber of Commerce. They provided us, Brian, several awards. My goodness, there's probably six of them. One from the California State Assembly, another one from the South California State Legislature, another one from the local city that our main office is in, several from the Chamber of Commerce, and they voted us as the best small business in our community, which was just super cool because, you know, there's some great small businesses, and I look around my community and they're doing some cool stuff. They're doing some great things for the community. They offer really unique products and services, and they've selected a real estate team to say this is the best small business in the community. When they did that, Brian, the thing that was probably most rewarding for us, I mean, it was cool to get all the plaques and stuff, and we'll have those hung in the office, but they asked us to look back over the last 17 years of being in business, and they asked us to calculate how much money we've raised for homeless and foster kids. Now, honestly, I had no idea. We just did it year in, year out. And it certainly wasn't all me. We have a ton of team members that are involved in benefiting foster kids through camps and mentorships. And we've done backpacks and birthday bags. But the actual financial compensation that's come in, or the financial contribution is that $1.2 million. $1.2 million has been given back to our local community through our real estate team, to the efforts of the people that are on our team. $1.2 million has been raised in the last 17 years of being in business for local foster and homeless kids. And that to me is, at the end of the day, that's the stuff that we're gonna be just really proud of. That's the stuff that I wanna look back on and say, man, we were a part of that, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's a big we too. There's a whole lot of you that are, that pitch in. And one thing you just said, 17 years we've been able to contribute. Think about that. That's 17 years in the San Francisco Bay Area where you have steadily grown your real estate career and business to be number one in that whole area. And I don't think you could find a more volatile location where the industry is more turbulent within which to do that. I mean, think about it. You're in the San Francisco Bay Area during the Great Recession of 2005, 6, 7, and 8, where housing prices got cut back 50, 60, 70% in some areas. Went through that recession as well. One of the epicenters of, you know, the recession created by the COVID pandemic. So there's been lots of ups and downs, extremes, highest prices, lowest prices through this period, but you've always grown steadily. And now you're a solid number one across the board in customer service and production, you know, recognized by the multiple listing services, by Zillow, inside the industry and out, kind of a recognized hands down number one team up there, which is to me, that makes us look good, Rick. You know what I mean? That makes us good partnering with you, helping to have some collaborative insight in your structures and your growth and expansion into different cities and what your organizational structure looks like is very fun to be a part of that.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate that. You know, there's an old ancient proverb that says, you can go fast by yourself, but you go far with others. And what you're talking about is the journey that we've traveled, you know, literally over the last 17 years. It's not done, but we've kind of reached a milestone here of receiving these awards, Best of Antioch and Best Small Business in the Community, and nearly 1,000 five-star reviews. Like, we've reached this milestone. We're not done. We got a lot more work to do, but that doesn't happen by being by yourself. It doesn't happen by being solo. That's my name's on everything, but it is the amazing people that work shoulder to shoulder with me every day and they're in the trenches, they're serving their clients, they're writing offers or guiding them through the process. And really they're doing everything you teach in the ICC Learning Center, which is a fabulous tool for our team members. Honestly, I've told you this before, there is not another training platform, whether it be for a real estate specialist, or it could be for concierge, or it could be for lead agents or coaches. It is the defining resource for development in our industry.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It is turning into something kind of cool. And it's really cool with your team has gotten so large, you know, and they're all training on all of our systems, right? So, and if, you know, for those of you that have been in our systems, like you're, you know, there's all these different courses on different ways to generate business, grow business, structure teams, manage time, you know, generate online leads, social media, blah, blah, blah. So depending on which course you're in, you're basically looking at me a lot and I'm telling you and I'm instructing you a lot. So your guys, like, they connect with me sometimes via email, oftentimes in our real estate agent roundtable Facebook group, even in your team Facebook group I'm a member of. So I'm in contact with them, right? And they always freak out because they've seen so much of me. We have this weird unilateral relationship where I'm meeting them for the first time, but they've just seen me for like 20 hours of training, you know?
Listen, especially during the pandemic, people are working from home. Look, you've been in their kitchen. You've been in their dining room. You've been in their master bedroom. You've been everywhere, Brian. They know you.
That's right. Yeah, I'm in the weirdest places because it's like forced viewing, you know? So it's like I'm in showers, you know, wherever I'm shaving with you, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Brian, we talk several times a month regularly, and I love our relationship, and I come to you with just questions. Like, I literally pepper you with questions every time because I'm learning, I'm growing, I want to hear the experience. You coach, remind me, it's like you coach the top of the top real estate teams in North America. I mean, I think the majority, many of them are coaching students for you, and you coach them. And so when I'm on the call with you, like, I'm not telling you what we're doing. I'm asking you, hey, what do you think? How's this going? How does this feel to you?
Well, I'm asking too. I mean, you're not the only one doing the asking, but yeah, but that's, it is like, because you're oftentimes in uncharted territory, you know, at ICC, I think we coach, you know, we coach brand new agents. We coach everybody. However, I think we've become known for being the place where the top producers go, right? You know, they've learned how to produce from a coach or someone, and now they want to go to that next level and really increase that income, oftentimes working with other people, forming a team, an organization, a brokerage, something like that. And so we've kind of carved out our niche as being known for that. And that's certainly where you are, right? So it's obviously a natural fit for us. And I think where you're a really natural fit is we're a big emphasis in building healthy, sustainable, long-term careers in our agents. And that's something you do. I mean, the average gross commission income for agents on the Rick Fuller team is $209,000 per year. That's your average annual GCI per agent on your team. You know, that's crazy.
And it is, Brian. I mean, if they've been with us for a year, that's their average income when we do the stats. It's humbling.
I just don't know how, if you're in Northern California, you get your license, you don't say, I want to be on that team. I mean, that's your average. You know, you get over there.
I remember when I first told you that, you're like, dude, go get a bumper sticker and slap it on the back of your car. You need to have that everywhere.
Skywriting. Yes.
And what's really cool about it, you know, you made the term GCI, gross commission income. For our agents, it's not just gross, it's net. The two are the same. They're synonymous. There's no expenses. And so, I mean, to be on the team, there's very little expenses outside of what the team covers, the signage and the lockbox and the flyers and
that's
the marketing
correct.
And the promotion and the Zillow ad spend and all that stuff.
And so
their gross becomes their net.
Yeah, and that's where you guys really have this wonderful team cultural, where you're trying to help the members of your team grow their own businesses, where they are building their books of business through their own spheres of influence.
Right.
And you're helping them doing it. Yes, you're providing them with leads. Yes, you're helping them out. But the ultimate goal is for them to build their own successful businesses with their clientele, with the price points they want, with the people they know. So business comes to them more easily, and they don't have to hunt for it so hard all the time. And they can earn more of it, right? So that big emphasis from you is what's so big. It's a reason for your team's success at such a high level, because no indicator is bigger than that one. I mean, that, you know, it's clearly working. And that is, I mean, that's the bulk of business. Like, when, you know, I just talked about the volatility in the Northern California market through the last, couple decades. During all those, you know, periods of great, you know, ups and downs, people are still buying and selling real estate. They still buy and sell their permanent homes. They still get divorces. They still get married.
They
still have babies. They still get debts. And if you hold your people tight and stay connected to them, they will use you to buy and sell real estate during those times. And that's what you guys know. And that's why you solidify it so well.
And you're really the foremost expert on the SOI topic. I'm seeing on the, you know, above your left shoulder on my screen, and there's the SOI book that you wrote. You wrote the book on Sphere of Influence.
Yeah.
Which all of our team members go through the 17 or so modules that are on the SOI, and they're brilliant. I mean, they are where you want to start as a real estate professional. So I want to just ask you some questions. I do this every time we talk. I always have two or three questions that I ask you. But I want our team members to benefit from kind of what we do on a regular basis. So here's my first question for you, Brian, and it's related to SOI, because I think that your sphere of influence is so significant when it comes to real estate. Speak to us for a moment of how important is a team member's SOI to their business.
I think it's absolutely everything. I mean, it's, you know, 80% of all real estate transactions, home buyers use an agent they knew or someone who they knew that they, you know, someone who they knew, you know, so, so there was some sort of relationship connection. That's 80% of all business starts there with someone they know. So, you know, everybody else is fighting for other business, right? You know, so all those different lead generation methods from people you don't know is really fighting after a small percentage of it.
That's why
the top agents tend to dominate with a huge book of business that's conditioned to use them. Does that make sense? So we always want to go after that top position. We don't want to be scraping around just fighting for business from people we don't know. Yes, we can try to convert business we don't know, get to know them and build and grow, certainly. But our focus needs to be on our sphere of influence. And that's our number one focus. And you make it yours. And what you do, Rick, with your team is you get so involved with the community, giving back, helping through crises like we just talked about, throwing up, you know, client appreciation events for your team members. So now your team members, the agents that work with you guys can then invite all of the members of their team to these events and give back and add value to stay first of mind with the people they know in their respective spheres of influences. And that stuff that is paid for and provided by you, that you help them foster their books of businesses and cultivate them and grow them with them. So the whole team's culture is committed to that end, which I think is just phenomenal.
Brian, we are almost out of time, but I want you to touch on client events. You and I spoke in Pismo Beach to a group of realtors, and you actually said something while we were speaking, and I just started taking furious notes, and it's the power of our client appreciation events. You need to take a moment and just share why are client appreciation events so important?
Well, we know in real estate, like we just said, 80% of all clients work with someone you know in your sphere of influence. So we want to stay in touch and stay in front of our sphere of influence through an annual database contact plan where we're always in front of them, right? Problem is, we don't want to spam them to death, right? We don't want to just be like, use me, open house, just listed. Know what I mean? Like we can't do that. And it's very hard to come with content all the time to be amusing or a comedian or wildly entertaining all the time on social media. I mean, not everyone's that way. We have to rotate between different emails and social media platforms and telephone calls and client events, because client events are things where we can give back. So we're not annoying anyone. We're trying to give you a pie, give you a pumpkin, give you a photo with Santa or whatever we're trying to do there. We're giving, 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 staying in front. So we're always first of mind, but we're never harassing. We're never selling too much. We're just reminding them we're in real estate and that we're trying to give back to the community at all times. And the way you do that for them is huge and it's crucial because it builds that inner pillar of that. It helps them, you know, take what, you know, most agents, 15, 20 years to build a strong SOI, they can do it in a year or two with you guys because all your systems are set up to do it so quickly for them. And it's working clearly if your average agent's already making $209,000 in GCI per year, you know, pretty awesome.
Brian, I know we both got to run. I appreciate you. Thanks for taking the time to encourage our team. This will be a great value. They can learn more at the ICC Learning Center and with their leading coach on our team. Brian, thanks again, and appreciate you.
Awesome. Thank you, Rick, and thank you to all you guys on the Rook Fuller team. If I have not met you yet, I will meet you soon. Welcome aboard. You're in a great spot.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.